A second suspect has been arrested in connection with a death in Canton. 34-year-old Sierra Talmadge of Canton was picked up Tuesday. She is charged with involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide care for a functionally impaired person. Talmadge was named in the same indictment as 59-year-old Phyllis Green of Canton, who pleaded not guilty to the charges. They allegedly failed to provide proper care for a 71-year-old woman, leading to her May 2021 death. Talmadge is set for arraignment Friday, while Green's pretrial is scheduled for April 15th. The trial of two Canton police officers charged in the April 2024 death of Frank Tyson has been delayed again. A visiting judge has reset the trial of Bo Schoenige and Camden Birch for August 10th after both sides requested more time. Prosecutors cited a family illness and scheduling conflicts, while defense attorneys pointed to another trial. The officers have pleaded not guilty to reckless homicide. Tyson died after being restrained face down while in police custody. This is the second delay in the case. A Lake Township woman has been sentenced in an animal cruelty case involving more than 60 rabbits. 79-year-old Cynthia DeLauro pleaded no contest Tuesday and was found guilty by Canton Municipal Court Judge Kristen Guardado. Police say on January 6th, the animals were discovered in deplorable conditions at her home with 13 dead. DeLauro received a 90-day jail sentence with all but 3 days suspended and given credit for 3 days served. She must complete an animal cruelty class and not own animals except her dog for 5 years. A woman is facing multiple drug and weapons charges following a Tuesday arrest in Louisville. 39-year-old Patrice McKnight of Canton is charged with drug possession and trafficking involving meth, heroin, and cocaine. Police say the drugs were allegedly prepared for distribution and a handgun was recovered. McKnight faces a charge of having weapons under disability due to a 2018 drug trafficking conviction. She is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. The Marlington Board of Education heard an update Tuesday on local development from Rick Baxter, president of the Alliance Area Development Foundation and Alliance Chamber of Commerce. He highlighted new restaurants, the relocation of Salco Machine, expansions at Robertson Heating Supply and Morgan Engineering, and a planned amphitheater at the Caboose Stage downtown. Baxter also discussed the Alliance YMCA's proposed new facility at West Main Street and South Sauberg Avenue, noting the current South Union Avenue building needs costly repairs and may be sold to interested parties. The Canton City Health Department has completed a $2.7 million renovation of its offices. The department expanded to the first and second floors of the Sears building at 420 Market Avenue North, which has housed the health department since 1993. Clinics, offices, and labs were updated, and extra restrooms and a break room were added. Health Commissioner Amanda Archer says the updates improve workspace and accommodate future growth. A community open house to tour the facility and meet staff will be held today from 3 to 5 p.m. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office says a traffic stop early Tuesday led to a pair of arrests. 36-year-old Nicole Shundry of Canton faces charges including driving under OVI suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, and multiple outstanding warrants. 28-year-old Selena Robinson of Sebring, a passenger, was charged with possession of drugs in bulk, drug paraphernalia, drug abuse instruments, obstructing justice, and an outstanding nationwide warrant. They were picked up on Route 250 near the Harrison-Tuscarawas County line. Salem City Council has approved an honorary name for part of East State Street. The stretch between Lincoln and Ohio Avenues will be known as Civic Way, recognizing its historic and civic significance. The Salem News reports the idea was proposed by Salem Renaissance to highlight landmarks like the Salem Memorial Building and Public Library. Officials say the designation will include new street signs, but will not change addresses. Smith Township trustees are addressing community concerns about blight, safety, and infrastructure. On Tuesday, residents raised issues about a camper parked in an alley near Alden Avenue and Lake Park Boulevard with concerns about possible illegal activity. Trustees say police have contacted the owner but will continue to monitor the situation. They also discussed increased patrols in the area amid concerns about vacant houses and possible squatting. In other business, trustees approved a salt contract and received a $1,000 grant from the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council. Spring cleanup is set for June 7th at Maple Ridge Park. A man is in custody after a shooting in Austintown left one person critically injured. Police say it happened just after noon Tuesday on Mahoning Avenue. 36-year-old Certain Elman of Dallas, Texas, was arrested and a gun was recovered. The 33-year-old Austintown man was shot in the stomach and taken to a hospital for surgery. Elman was arraigned today in Mahoning County Court. He's charged with felonious assault. Bond was set at $40,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for April 15th. Trial date has been set for 18-year-old Ashad Johnson, one of two men charged in the February 11th shooting death of Damar McKinney in Warren. Johnson is scheduled to stand trial June 8th on charges of aggravated murder, tampering with evidence, and receiving stolen property. Investigators say the 17-year-old McKinney was shot in the parking lot of an apartment complex on Mahoning Avenue Northwest. Johnson returns to court May 5th for a pretrial hearing. A semi rolled over Tuesday morning on Route 422 in Warren Township. Highway Patrol responded around 9 near the Route 582 ramp and found rammed the truck on its side in the eastbound lanes. The driver was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Authorities are investigating. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.